a senior director / the host at The Moth, the organization. Kate is here to discuss her involvement with the show that is airing at Troy Savings Bank in Troy, New York, Out of the Blue. She is the senior director / host. Please welcome Kate Tellers. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me here.
Of course, of course. I'm so excited to speak with you today. You know, you have so many different roles. You co-wrote the book. You know, you are the senior director. You are one of the senior directors as well as a host. What is it like taking on all those roles for just one organization?
Well, The Moth is 25 years old this year, and I've been at The Moth for over 10 years. So my very first role at The Moth, as was many of our very first roles, was as a volunteer when we were much smaller, pre-podcast, pre-radio, when we were in households all over the world. So I got to develop my different roles sort of organically as the organization grew. In fact, the first time I was officially brought on by The Moth, I was the podcast intern. It was the very first days of the podcast. I was a free intern just because I wanted to be more involved with the organization I went to a live event and I fell in love with it. And I edited that podcast on GarageBand, the free software on a Mac, and we went to number one on iTunes. We were just like blown away. We went to number one on iTunes, and now the podcast has been around for since 2008. And it's downloaded 90 million times per year, and it's become, we no longer use GarageBand, and I'm no longer doing the editing portion of that podcast, but it was a great way to get in. And then that's sort of organically how a lot of us who've been at the organization for a long time have worked. We wear a lot of hats because we've been a part of growing the organization and developing the different programs that we have now.
Most definitely, most definitely. So can you tell us about the show you produced today? You directed today, which is Out of the Blue. That will be premiering tonight at Troy Savings Bank?
Sure. So Out of the Blue is the first time we've ever brought a Moth main stage to Troy. We're so excited. We initially had a date scheduled for 2 years ago, and then COVID delayed it. So we have had, I believe, a sold-out show for 2 years. There are people who have been waiting for 2 years to see this show. We're so excited. The show tonight has five storytellers. Some of them are local. Some of them are some of our favorite storytellers that we've met through our work. Like I said, producing events all over the world, primarily U.S. And then I get to host the show. So I'll be the person on stage, sort of bringing everyone to stage, introducing the idea of it, keeping the night moving and fun. And then my colleague, Jody Powell, is the director of this show in particular. So she's worked with some of the storytellers to help craft their stories. All of them have worked with some of the other directors at The Moth to craft their stories. It'll be a really super fun night. Five stories, no notes.
Awesome, awesome. So what are these stories about? And are these people's personal stories? Are they just, you know, stories they made up? How does it work?
Every story at The Moth is a first-person true story told without notes, like I said. The way we find our storytellers, we find them in a lot of different ways. So some of our storytellers we meet through our open mic night, our story slams. So those nights we'll put out a theme. People will throw their name in a hat. They get pulled from the hat. They get 5 minutes to tell a story. We don't know what they're going to say in advance. And at the end of that, they're scored. Some people go on to win. They go to a larger Grand Slam competition. So Michael Corso, who you'll be hearing tonight, came from our slam stories. Jill Chenault, Carolyn Meyer, or three of the stories that you hear tonight, just came. They sort of found us. And then we listened to their five-minute stories and thought, wow, we could make this into a longer main stage story. And we did. And you'll hear that tonight. Other times, we'll, you know, if we're going to a different area, a different city, we'll start to think about what are some of the stories of this place? What are some of the stories of the people? And we'll go around. So Estella, who we have this evening, she's went to the female boarding school that's
Emma
around here.
Emma Willard.
Yes. But she has a really interesting story that takes us across the world. And we just thought she's a fantastic woman. And we're really excited for the story that she's going to share tonight.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, so can you tell me, but also bring cheese. How did that story come into fruition? And, you know, just tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So the way that I found The Moth, my background is I'm a performer. I was an actor, and I started to do, like, comedy and cabaret and all of these different things. So I was really interested in first-person stuff. I went to school, strangely, I studied drama and anthropology because I was interested in the authentic representation of people on stage. So I was destined for The Moth before I knew it. But at the same time that I was in New York City, I was working all these odd jobs. I was performing. My mother got sick and was dying. And when she passed away, I sort of reassessed everything in my life. And one of the things that I started to think about was, you know, what's the legacy that we leave behind? And a lot of it, what I was realizing with her is like, you know, you don't need to leave things. Some people don't leave things. What you leave is the stories and the way that you've affected people through those stories. And I became even more interested in storytelling. And I also got really interested in purpose. Like, I didn't want to be in a basement making someone laugh and have it be simply that. I wanted something deeper. So I found, I ended up going to an open mic slam at the Moth, and like three stories in, it hit me. Like, this was the experience I was always looking for. This, like, the authenticity that you find through storytelling that you don't necessarily find in some forms of theater or comedy or something like that. Yeah. It felt like a really communal experience where we were all having a very honest and sort of almost like visceral reaction together.
Yeah.
So I went to the Moth, but I was kind of always propelled there by that loss of my mother. And I knew that there was like something, a story in there about it. So I worked with our artistic director to develop this story, which is ultimately about losing my mother and what it's like in particular to know that you're going to lose someone and how you exist when you're alive together. But in it, I am a huge cheese fan, and so we ate a lot of cheese throughout the course of that.
Oh, okay, all right. So what do you want the audience to take away from this show, and what do you want the audience to take away from the Moth, the organization as a whole? What do you want Troy to go home with at the end of the night?
Well, at the Moth, we celebrate the diversity and the commonality of the human experience. So I want everyone to come away tonight feeling connected to the people that they've heard on stage and hopefully the people around them.
Yeah.
You know, stories beget stories. And I want people to feel inspired to feel that commonality that we all share, even though these five stories are very diverse.
Most definitely.
At the same time, we always want at the Moth, people to feel really inspired to share their own stories and to understand that we don't have a story in us, we're a multitude of stories. And so I hope that people feel inspired to then start to share their own stories and to step into something that's a little more vulnerable and human in the way that we connect and interact with the world.
How many times a day do you tell somebody you made bestseller lists?
No, I don't, because it's everywhere. Everyone knows.
Everyone knows. I know, that's right.
But I will tell you this. I have two little kids, and my daughter, I'm here in Troy, so I'm not with my kids tonight. I wasn't with them last night. I did another show Wednesday night, so I have three nights without them. That's a big deal. So when we were planning to tell my 4-year-old and my 7-year-old, I was like, mom's going to be gone. You know, I'm doing a show. But I always like to, you know, get them ready and then know what we're looking forward to. So I said, we're going to have a big adventure on Sunday. And it's going to be a surprise. And my daughter says, mommy, are we going to go to stores and look for your books? I was like, no, we have tickets to a show. But if there's a bookstore along the way, I'll probably pop in.
Right. Like, why are you going to be like that? Aren't you proud of mommy?
She is. She's so proud. I'm super excited that they get to witness this.
Definitely. Do they write too? Do they?
My son, well, my daughter's 4, so she tells stories.
Oh, you got little babies.
Yeah. And then my son is 7, and he always is writing. Like, you'll just find it. The other day, it's like, it all started when, you know, and he just like tells a story of the morning of like Iris, and then it's like some gripe about his sister. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Kate, do you have any final words for my audience?
I hope that we can see you at the show tonight. I don't honestly know if there are tickets left. It may be sold out, but if you can't make the show, you can listen to the podcast on the radio and everything on themoth.org, and you can buy our book, How to Tell a Story, The Essential Guide to Memorable Storytelling from the Moth, right here in town.
All right, guys. Well, you heard it here from Kate Tellers. Be sure to go check out that show. I mean, listen, honestly, we don't know if it's sold out or not, so you gotta go see. Go look it up online. Listen, it's a show that you're gonna wanna see. This has been HM correspondent Dulcinea Diggs, and I spoke with Kate Tellers. Thank you so much.
Thank you.